Hi, everyone. Anybody here with us? It's Susie and Jamie. Don't know if you might be surprised to see a man here on a Mother's Day retreat. I'll explain that in a moment. So if you are here, please let us know that you're here, where you are tuning in from, where you are. I'd love to just know, you know, where you're from and also any intention you have. Hi, Cecilia, it's from France. So we have France, I'll say Paris, the city of love, but I'm gonna go for France, the whole country of love. So that's perfect for today. Hi, Joy, so happy to have you. I'm excited as well. Hi, Cheryl, so happy to be with you from Illinois. Jennifer, yes, wish I was in Paris, Jennifer saying. I'm understanding that, feel the same. Hi, Cindy, welcome. So we have Tahira from London, Michigan, the Netherlands. London again, hi. So happy to have you all. New York City, Nima, wonderful. Nima's watching during her lunch break. Absolutely, stay as long as you can and you'll get the replay. So it's gonna be really rich. So welcome, yes. Hi, Muna from Montreal. Welcome, welcome. Maria from Romania. So we have the whole globe represented here. Beautiful. Hi, Ama, so beautiful to see you. Always love connecting. Deep D, wonderful to have you. Costa Rica, one of my favorite places on earth. Love Costa Rica. Welcome, Dawn. Ama saying she's just local, but LA, there's a kind of vibe to LA. We're from LA. Vegas, Chicago. Las Vegas again. So welcome, welcome everyone. So as everyone is coming on, continue to just share where you're from. For those of you who are just getting to know me, I am Susie Lula. I'm a spiritual therapist. I have a full-time practice, have been a therapist for many, many years, over 20 years. And I'm an author of a book called The Motherhood Evolution. I'm mom to a now 18-year-old son. And it is my passion and joy and honor to get to celebrate you all today, to get to honor you all. When I realized with this quarantine that Mother's Day was gonna be very different this year, I just immediately felt that I want to honor women. I want to honor moms. I want to honor you. So please relax, sit back. You'll receive the recording so you can listen and watch this over and over again. But really today is for you to receive. It's for me and Jamie, who I'll introduce in a moment, to honor you, to celebrate you. So your job right now is to relax, to become open-hearted, to become receptive, and please allow us to honor you. So with that said, this is my husband, Jamie, for those of you who are just getting to know him. He is singer-songwriter extraordinaire. You can find him on iTunes and all of his music. And when I decided to do a virtual retreat and want to honor you all, what I knew is that I wanted to have you honored also by a male and by male energy, because we are in the midst of, and hopefully towards the end of, a very unhealthy, toxic, masculine, patriarchal system that has been in place for a very long time. And we think that it's beginning to crack. And I think that it's very important for women, for mothers, to rise up into our own sense of worthiness, into our own value. And one of the ways to do that is to allow ourselves to receive from the healthy side of the masculine, because we are all masculine and feminine within us. And my husband represents the best of the masculine. Sorry. My husband represents the best of the masculine. He is very, I would say, inwardly balanced between the masculine and the feminine. And, you know, for anyone who knows my husband, he's, you know, always making me lattes in the morning and my celery juice and my lemon water and dinners. And, you know, he knows how to honor a woman. I'll tell you, he knows how to make the feminine feel seen and feel honored. And that is what I want for you all today. I want you to feel honored, to feel seen, to feel valued, to know that you matter, to know that what you are doing in your life is important, what you are doing in your life matters. And so maybe since he left, I was going to have him sing a song, but he's trying to get our dog.
The other masculine energy of goody.
Our dog. As you're relaxing, as you're, you know, opening your heart, as you're receiving, please receive this in your heart from him.
In my eyes, in my mind, in my heart and soul, in my life, I have been searching for something, but you may dream. Perfect, you're golden, your light, your love, you're perfect, you're golden, you're my light, my love. When I breathe, when I swallow, caress I feel. When I listen, I hear the most beautiful music out of nowhere. Oh, you're perfect, you're golden, your light, your love, you're perfect, you're golden, you're my light, my love. When I'm sad and dark, shallow and in doubt, when I'm trying my best to put one foot in front of the other. Oh, you're perfect, you're golden, you're the light of my life, you're my love from forever, in your reflection I'm perfect, so I'll keep looking at you, to keep witnessing my affection in you as me. Oh, you're always there, you never leave, you're holding me, you set me free, you're guiding light, empathy, your confidence to express in and as me. Oh, you're perfect, you're golden, you're perfect. So I'll keep looking at you to keep witnessing that I'm perfect. I'm golden. You're the light of my life. You're my love from forever. In your reflection, I'm perfect. So I'll keep looking at you to keep witnessing my perfection in you as me.
Just gently close your eyes if they aren't already. Place your hand on your heart and be willing to say to your own self, I'm perfect. I'm perfect exactly as I am. I'm whole. I'm worthy. I'm valuable. I'm important. I'm golden. See yourself right now as a golden ball of light. You're light. You're not even a mother. You're not even a woman. You're a spiritual being of light. You came into a body. You came into a form. But you're light. You're golden. So just repeating to your own self or allowing that music, those words to wash over you and remind you so that you reconnect with who it is you truly are, and you can begin to honor you. Just, I'm perfect. I'm golden. I'm worthy. I'm valuable. I matter. I'm whole. I'm abundant. I'm prosperous. I'm creative. I'm inspired. I'm connected to an energy that is greater than anything that is I can see. And just with your own willingness to honor yourself and to allow these words and this music to wash upon you and help awaken inside of you the place that seeks to honor yourself, wants to honor yourself, wants to be, know yourself as valuable and worthy and whole and abundant. Let it awaken that part of you. Let it ignite that part of you. And then whenever you're ready, just gently open your eyes. One technical note, when you go to write in the chat box, make sure it says to all panelists and attendees so everyone else can see your comments, because right now most of you are only on panelists, so only Jamie and I can see your comments, but we want everybody to be able to see each other's comments. So all panelists and attendees, and then please share any quality that came to you when you were listening, any message, any insight that is coming to you, any intention around, yes, you were just honored, and anything that comes to you around honoring your own self, stepping into your own worth, or anything that came from hearing a male, a masculine, honoring you, you know? Lara's asking how we met. We met at our spiritual community, Agape. And Jamie was a singer there. I was in the choir. And we used to, on Sundays, we used to just go have lunch together often. And we formed a really great friendship. And we were friends for well over a year, a couple of years before we ever...
Probably about three or four years.
It's a really, really solid friendship. And we're going to be doing a relationship workshop soon. So thank you for asking. Maybe we'll do like a free masterclass around relationships like this.
But we were prayer partners when we started dating.
We were
in a 30-day prayer devotional where we would call each other each morning and hold each other in prayer. And in the middle of it, we realized something was going on. And we said, let's explore this, but let's not tell anybody in our spiritual community. Because if it doesn't work out, that's okay. We want to honor, and we didn't want that energy. So we waited 6 months, and the Christmas party was the first time we kind of like officially came out.
But I have to tell you, and we're digressing off of honoring you all, which we do want to honor you all. Maybe we have to do this. We'll do a free class on our relationship. But one thing I will say is those 6 months of just being private and not telling anyone were probably some of the richest. That could have been some of the richest 6 months of my life. So, but we digress. We can talk about that a different time. But someone is asking what the make of your guitar is.
It's a Martin.
Oh, and that was a gift to you.
It was
a gift to you for me. Okay, so we're back to honoring everyone. Maria is saying, Maria was the one asking about what brand it is. Catherine's saying, feeling the beautiful, loving energy. So many happy tears right now. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Tears are soul cleansing. So I always love it when someone allows themselves to just let that go. Love this song. How did we meet? Laura was asking. Thank you. Very touching. I feel honored. Excellent. Radiance. Excellent. Loving the connection to the light and the feeling of abundance. Excellent. Warmth. I wish all the world could be as special as us. I wish all the world, when he was singing, what was coming to me is that I wish all the world could feel honored. And that's what my hope and intention for you all during these next bit of time together is that you really leave here feeling awakened inside of you to feel very honored and respected. I wish for every woman and every man, of course, this is for mothers and women. I wish for every woman, every mother to really feel honored and to really connect with your worth and value and to know that what you're doing is so important. And I'm going to be reading a little bit from my book in a moment that speaks to this, but I just want to go through this. So Jacqueline is saying all those beautiful words are so important to hear. Exactly correct. That's what I'm wishing, is that it would ignite within you all this dedication and commitment to step into a way of life where you are honoring yourself on a daily basis with those words and with the different practices we're going to be talking about today. Joy, permission to step into my own light without judgment. Permission to step into my own light without judgment. Yeah, exactly. This is exactly perfect, Amma's saying. I'm worth it, Nima's saying. It's important to let our walls down and accept the goodness that comes our way. And that's part of why I wanted to do this, because when we have our walls up, we sometimes miss that there are moments and situations and circumstances and opportunities that are actually trying to bring us goodness. And we sometimes have walls up. And we as women and mothers, rightfully so, can have walls up. We have certainly been cultured and inundated to in a way need to defend ourselves and to protect ourselves. And yet now it's a time that, to the degree that we as women and mothers are willing to honor ourselves and to connect with our own sense of worth and wholeness and value, we won't need to protect ourselves from anything or anyone, because we will embody our own sense of worth. And that's what today is. Today is to step in, as Joy was saying, to step in and embody our space, our light, our worth, our value. If we mothers, if we women don't see our worth and value, who will? If we women and mothers don't see our value, don't see and respect and honor ourselves and each other, who will? So this is our time, is today, is right now. I want you to leave here today with nothing less than a high and holy commitment that from this moment forward, you're not going to waste one moment of your life not honoring yourself, not stepping into the rich life that you are here to live. Jacqueline's saying you read my mind about the relationship course. That's so cool. Yeah, we're planning that right now. We're in the middle of it. A relationship workshop would be so great with you two. And you and Gary could do it together. Exactly. You could do it individually, together. Yes, so Tahira is saying, I hope I'm saying your name right, to those of us who don't have a deep relationship with our other half, it is wonderful to see someone who sees you, not a version of you and labels, but light, energy, love. Yes, exactly. It's available to all of us. It just sometimes doesn't come through your partner or through your child. That's why we try another digression, but that's why we try to expect nothing from our son, because what we're seeking from him may need to come to us in a different avenue. So not to put it on one person, but as Tahir is saying, yes, to allow it to come from wherever it comes from. And today it's coming from Jamie. We want to hear more. It's all about the love. How do we honor ourselves and love? We align with love. We allow it to flow through us. And in allowing it to flow through us and others, we experience for ourselves and we honor our own self-love. Excellent. Deepti is saying, feeling soothed. My son, who was listening with me, just said, Mommy, you are perfect and so am I. Yes, that's from little ones. Wow, he is receiving your message. We are perfect and can honor ourselves just as we are. Mari is saying, thank you for this dedication. Yes. Would you talk a minute about how to stay in receiving the honoring energy when you're chasing around kids, trying to get dinner on the table, working? Yes, we will talk a moment about that. I will talk a moment about that. And then, all right, I'll do that right now. So, how to stay in the loving energy when you're chasing around kids, when you're trying to get dinner on the table, when you're trying to be a working mom and, you know, be in a relationship and a partnership, you know, there's so many things. So there's two really huge parts of that to me. One is to do, well, it all, I guess, comes down to this paradigm shift that I'm imploring us women to make today before we leave this time together, is this notion that taking care of ourselves, soul care, self-care is selfish versus this idea of self-care is non-negotiable. Because I'll tell you very honestly and transparently, just before this call, just before we got on here, my son is needing to get his car fixed, and he's very attached to this one place he wants to get it fixed at, and I can feel that. And it's like 2 minutes before we're starting, and he's coming in here and we're talking about it, and I just lost it. I just was like, he's laughing because I'm not exaggerating, you know. So this all goes back to Jen's question about honor. How do we honor ourselves when life is happening? So I did lose it. But I'll tell you something. I was able to lose it and repair it all in that one moment. Mm-hmm. I think you would agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what I did, but I'll tell you why. The reason is because I have, over these years, decided that my own self-care is non-negotiable. Like, I take care of myself, and I've moved through the stages of feeling guilty, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But I truly, my spiritual practice is first, and my son has grown up knowing that if I don't go take my walks, if I don't go get in nature, if I don't meditate, if I don't listen to my music, if I don't, you know, do the things that really truly feed my soul, go into the bathroom all by myself and take a bubble bath for, you know, 10, 20 minutes all by myself, light candles. If I pick flowers, I'm always having roses. I'm always picking flowers or having roses. If I don't do the things, or I'll say it in a positive, when I do the things that truly feed my soul and truly honor me, I show up differently to everyone. Now, I had a human moment and I definitely lost it.
Oh, she was human.
She was human. But I'll tell you something. When I was upset and I was saying, Will, you know, I hear that you want to go to this place, but we are going to go through insurance and we're going to do the right thing and not, you know, I'm like, blah, blah, blah. As I'm saying that, I also said to him, but you know what? This upset is mine. It has nothing to do with you. And I don't want to disappoint you. I want you to get to take your car to where you want to take your car because I don't want to disappoint you. And that is my energy and that is on me. Now, I was able to do that in a nanosecond because I've done enough work sitting in my own chair, knowing my own patterns, my own habits. And I know that one of my patterns is that I don't want to disappoint him. We were talking about that yesterday on my walk. He thought I overgave on his 18th birthday, which I probably did. That is my pattern. So I'm saying all of this to you all, and hopefully this is somewhat answering Jen's question, is that we're all human, right? So we're all human. What's going to allow you to honor yourself when you're trying to make dinner and, you know, be your child's science teacher now that everything's online and still clean up the kitchen and do laundry and all of these different things is by us making a collective group decision here as mothers, as women, that it is imperative that we let go of this masculine patriarchal message that's been given that when a woman takes care of herself, it's selfish. That is ridiculous. And it's a cultural message. I could go on and digress again. I think it goes all the way back to the Bible when it talks about we are original sin and that we should feel guilty. And we as women should not feel guilty for one moment for taking care of ourselves because I know that the way I was able to repair right in that moment with my son, he left, and I think he would agree, he left absolutely fine.
He was fine. He actually said out loud, he goes, Mom, it's okay. Whatever we decide to do, it's all going to work out for the best.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. I didn't know that until I was in my 40s.
Yeah, and he said, I'm sorry for talking about it right before your class because I had said I could talk till whatever time and then I had to prepare. But then I also said, no, I also apologize because I didn't hold my own boundary. I could have just said at, you know, 10 till, hey, I need time to just be still, you know. But we each owned our own side of the street. And because we've been doing that for years, you can repair quickly. But all of this, so Jen, I need you then to let me know if this is remotely answering your question. And I'm going to move into, I wanted to read this part from my book because I think it speaks really to exactly what you are asking. So you tell me if this is accurate or not. It goes back, this reading that I want to do from my book, it's from the chapter, I talk a lot about martyrdom. And martyrhood and how we have been as women conditioned to martyr ourselves, conditioned to take care of everybody else first, just exactly what happened with me and my son. I didn't set my own boundary. At 10 till, I wanted to come in. I wanted to be still. I didn't hold my own boundary. And because I didn't hold my own boundary, when we kept talking, I spewed it onto him. And it wasn't his to bear because I didn't set my boundary because I've been conditioned just like everyone else. And I'm working on it to put everyone else first, you know? So, so back to the question, if we don't value ourselves as mothers, as women, who will? If we don't honor ourselves. And so here I'm going to read from my book. It's on page 57, and it's from the chapter called The Martyred Mother. Mm.
Right? Or father.
Or father. The martyred people who read the Bible that said we were original sin.
Well, I say that real quick before you start, because oftentimes I feel that same way with me. I take care of you, what I need to take care of for you, and take care of what I need to do for him and get him going. And then I'm running late and I'm anxious.
Of course. Yes.
So I understand that.
Yes. And I think that speaks to why we'll do on Father's Day, we'll do an honoring of the fathers, because we're all masculine and feminine inside. And that's why we have such toxic masculinity right now. My son just did a movie on that called Toxic Masculinity, because it's not that there's anything wrong with masculinity. It's that masculinity has gotten bastardized. Mm-hmm. And our society is so about external power and about doing to the detriment of being. And so even a man, and all of my men clients will agree, and I'm sure all of your partners or male friends would agree, that men feel tremendous pressure to, you know, make all the money, to do all, you know, take care of us. Mm-hmm. And then you do it to your own detriment. And then we feel each other's energy, right? So, but this was for women to honor women. But, you know, I'm telling you, I work with so many couples and men, I can tell you, we're all as a culture feeling the toxicity, and it's time to clean up that toxicity, right?
And I was speaking from the mother within me.
Yes, I knew. Because you nurture, and men nurture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Men just really, at the end of the day, men really just want to please women. Men just really want to adore us. So it's all bastardized. You know, I know men, because I work with men every day. I know men to the person. If you go deep enough in a man, all men want is to be honored and to honor and adore women. But again, that's a different course. We're digressing. Okay, so sit back, relax, and just let these words fall upon you and see if and how they speak to Jen's question and or speak to where you are in your life right now. So it says, women, particularly mothers, have been inducted into a long lineage of martyrdom, both within our individual families and culturally as a whole. A martyr is an individual who endures great suffering on behalf of a belief or cause. And we women, we mothers, endure great suffering when we care for our children and others to the exclusion of ourselves, just what Jamie was sharing. And we think we're doing it for them. But is this working? And to what end? As we become aware of how we tend to exist within an outdated, ineffective, toxic, masculine, patriarchal paradigm that doesn't nurture our soul, we can consciously choose a new practice of soul care, valuing ourselves and taking the personal responsibility for our life and our choices. And in this way, we won't recreate in our children and thereby pass down to future generations a victim mentality, poisoning them with the toxic energy of the martyr. Each of us is here to experience fulfillment. And an important aspect of doing this is to reclaim our most powerful assets as mothers and women. And those powerful assets consist of our feminine and ultimately our spiritual qualities of being. There's a hunger within mothers and women to contribute our ability to connect and create deep bonds of intimacy, forming strong relationships, all of which bring meaning and richness into our families and the workplace. For this hunger to be satisfied, we must come to know ourselves as worthy. We must come to know ourselves as valuable and more than enough. we must come to know ourselves as whole and abundant and lacking nothing. Are you willing? Are you willing to know yourself to be worthy, abundant, valuable, more than enough, whole, abundant, and lacking nothing? Corporate America, society and culture, or even our significant others, if we have one, doesn't necessarily acknowledge us yet. So it is imperative that we acknowledge ourselves, that we value ourselves, as well as valuing them in each other as women and mothers. And by coming together, our voice is amplified without having to succumb to an unhealthy masculine way of being. Collectively, the natural giftedness of the feminine and the qualities of the mother and women, such as intimacy and connection, the ability to process and relate, nourishing and nurturing, our mother's intuition, and our spiritual power can change the world. All it awaits is for us to occupy our own rightful place. So this is why I wanted to do this virtual retreat today and honor you all, because I want you to see that as we each individually become willing and then we join together collectively and we say, no more are we going to put ourselves, we're not going to murder ourselves, we're not putting ourselves underneath, we're valuing, and this connects with soul care and self-care and Jen's question, because if we only know it intellectually and we don't practice it day to day, you're not going to be able to manifest it. And the practicing of it day to day will be challenging at first, even if you have been, even like me, I didn't hold my own boundary with my son, saying that I just wanted 5 minutes to, and I'll tell you, last week, you know, I've been working a lot during COVID. I mean, I work a lot anyway, but I love what I do, so I'm grateful. But last Saturday, I was burned out, and I knew I needed to rest. And I remember saying to Jamie, it's like, I literally didn't want to go. I wanted to go just lie on my sofa and watch a movie. And I think I said to you, you know, I didn't want William to walk through the room and see me lying on a sofa on a Saturday, you know, watching a movie, which is, I only say that to say, this is how we women don't step into individually and collectively teaching our children and teaching those around us. They're so used to us doing everything for them that we have taught them the dance. And so we have to change the dance. So I knew in that moment I had to do that. I had to just relax. And I felt like $1 million on Sunday. I'm going to tell you, I was like cleaning the crevices of the corners. I was like, I was a rock star on Sunday because I relaxed on Saturday. And trust me, I had been missing our cleaning people. But I was a rock star. I felt like $1 million on Sunday because I listened and honored what I needed on Saturday. And it's the courage to do that that can change your life. You know, I feel you want to say something. So.
No.
Oh, no, I want you to share.
I'm listening to you. I actually thought, you know, you did, you know, you put on your apron with your little French outfit. Just kidding. And I felt like you could have taken Sunday too. And it's like, okay, it's like, let's vacuum, get the dog hair up. But like, let go of that, and you jumped in. And quite honestly, the beginning of the week, it's like I think you felt a little bit burned out again. And it's like, I would have suggested that you take the full 2 days to really just, you know, I'll make lemonade for you, I'll make lunch for you. It's like, don't clean, because I had just sang somewhere, I just did a Zoom thing, but I think you could have used both days.
Maybe I felt great on Sunday. What, yeah. I think is I just need more daily, which I think speaks to, yeah, most women. Like when we went on a walk yesterday, right, morning, then I felt great. You know, yesterday I felt great, but Monday and Tuesday, it was either the weather or something. I didn't go work out. So all of these little things matter. You have to know yourself. I know myself when I move my body, I feel great. When I move my body, you know, and when I don't move my body, my energy kind of gets stuck, you know, and I have a very sedentary job, you know. So you have to know what you need and then be willing to give yourself what you need, you know.
So it's important that you shake your groove thing, mama.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your groove thing, mamas.
So let's see. I want to go read some of these comments in case they're not showing for everyone. Someone is saying, Amma is saying, that's why I love you, Susie, because you allow yourself to be human and authentic and never bypass your own process. This is the biggest part of my work that I want you all to get and see, is that when he sings you're perfect, it's not perfectionism. It's that I accept to the best of my ability all of my humanness, my shadow, my dark, the moment. That's why I can speak so freely about the moment with our son, because I accept those parts of me that are imperfect. And I feed many, many women and mothers are dying on the vine. We're disconnected from our spirit. And I just, I feed my spirit, you know. So, I'm saying I want to be like you when I grow up. Oh, I wanted a me when I was starting off on my journey. I didn't have a mom that would say to me, and most of us didn't have moms that are taking care of themselves right now. And I have a really strong vision. I want to see millions, millions of mothers, millions of women on this planet taking care of ourselves, because then we are going to show up. I know that I know that I know that I know that when I do take care of myself, the me that shows up for my husband is the me that I want to be. And the me that shows up for my clients and the me that shows up for my son is the me that I'm a different me. Forget about them. I like me. I like me better. I like the me that shows up. And yes, you have to untangle the old dance. And I get it. It's generations.
Generational.
Of deep conditioning. I love his mom. I love his mom. And I hope she's not watching right now because she's a martyr. But yeah. To her own, I mean, I have deep, deep compassion because I'm sure her mother and all her sisters. And so this is deep conditioning. And yet we're all gathered together today. There's a collective energy that's happening on the planet. And so this collective energy, let it feed you, let it ignite you, let it make you enthusiastic to go back into your world and stay connected to me, stay connected to, you know, everybody here, because we're in this together. And the more that we recognize that we have power together, we have power that's untapped, right? And so it's time. Okay.
But there's something that you just said in regard to my mother, because what I remember in this context was growing up, and during the winter, my father didn't work as much. My mother would come home from work. My dad would be sitting in his chair drinking his Manhattan or his martini and eating his Cheez-Its. And he would say, what's for dinner, Marge? So my mom would end up making dinner, slamming cupboards. Because she didn't do anything physical like you talk about, going out and taking a walk or getting on the Peloton or doing yoga. She didn't do anything like that. So she ended up making dinner, slamming cupboards. And what comes forward to me in that context of when I witness myself responding to William in a certain way, how much of that languaging is actually my voice and how much is that generational pull, that victim, that martyr mentality that comes forward. And if I can remember that when you go to that place as a mother, then hopefully I can find the compassion to not react to your upset and realize, because it was so hard for me to get that idea of like, this is not about you. My anger is not about you. When you would say that to me, I'm like, yeah, but you're yelling at me, you know? But you know, this doesn't have anything to do with you, but I'm the recipient. But if I can find that place of compassion, realizing that it's a generational voice that is perhaps being voiced, and not the truth and the essence of who
exactly.
you are.
Exactly. And many of you on here are saying that you don't acknowledge that in your husbands not enough. We don't acknowledge it in each other enough. Mm-hmm. And it is true. I'm telling you, I work with men. I'm telling you, your husbands, men in general, they're feeling every bit as pressurized as we are. And they only want, we all are spiritual beings. And what we want is intimacy and connection with each other. At the end of the day, all your children want is to be seen by you. All you want is to be seen by you. All your, you know, friendships and partners. So I appreciate it. And Cecilia just ordered my book. So I really appreciate that. And may it serve you and feed you and nourish you. It was meant to be a very nourishing book. And I believe in transformation through compassion, through self-nurturing, through self-nourishment. So may it transform you. Okay, so let's see here. I want to do a guided meditation with everybody.
Can I offer something?
Sure.
As a Mother's Day gift to all of you, I don't know how we do this. If you send your email to you or to me, I will be happy to send perfect.
Oh, we can send it. I have everybody on a list. So we will send. And that reminds me, I'm going to just put it here so I don't forget at the end. But I have a virtual gift basket for all of you. And here is the link for it. You can go and redeem it. But I will send out an email to everyone and we'll include his song. That's so beautiful.
Yeah,
thank
I just
you.
Thought for a yeah, Mother's Day gift to honor all of you.
That's beautiful.
That's perfect.
That's beautiful. And I created a little virtual gift basket for all of you with some of the readings from my books and some different guided meditations, a guided meditation on self-love. So let me go through these and I want to do a guided meditation with everyone before we leave. So let's see. Okay, everybody is like rocking on my book. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate that. It is a paradigm shift and I want to do more of these gatherings so that we can get the word out. I think you'll love it, Cecilia. Okay. The unlearning, yes. Yes, Jennifer's saying, I love gathering like this so we can acknowledge the pattern and learn to repattern. So Jen is saying her son, Kismet, is one of the few kids in daycare still. And my mom was asking me the other day if I was going to reduce his time there. And I felt a twinge of defensiveness, like I felt she was implying I should be spending more time with him. And I need that time for me to work, to walk, to meditate, to grocery shop, to pay bills. And frankly, since we can't see anyone right now, Kay is so much better off hanging with his buddies from school. I've been able to be so present for him, and I know it's because I've held the line, but it is work to maintain. It is 100%. It's the constant reminding myself, I am loving this session. Yes. My mom was a fantastic mom doing everything for us, but we had no deep connection. She never did anything for herself. Culturally, even more so, as she is Eastern, she was taught to look after others. In my 30s, when she came to terms with not having five kids at home to look after anymore, she finally started taking care of herself and found her spiritual path. Her relationship with all her kids transformed. Mm. She let go, and suddenly we had a very deep relationship. She could see us now. And not as her kids. It's amazing, so true, to take care of yourself. So both of these testimonials is what I'll call them. They're demonstrations of what putting this in practice and coming together in a galvanized group of women and mothers is important because it's hard to give ourselves the permission. You know, I was lucky on Saturday. I had you know, him to bounce it out loud with. We women need to stay connected So you guys go to my Soul Care Sanctuary page on Facebook. That's one place you can stay connected with me, and we can have more discussions like this. And I definitely intend to do more retreats like this. Cheryl saying, I love that you know that the anger is not at Susie, even though you're yelling at her. That's very kind, but I think he meant it the opposite, right? Didn't you mean that I was yelling at you?
Exactly.
I love Cheryl. The most nurturing book you will ever read. Thank you. Taking one of the signed copies I stockpiled to the new mothers on the block on Mother's Day. Thank you, Cheryl. Okay, so I want to move in. I want to move into doing a, Mari is saying she's reading it in Spanish. I sent her the Spanish version because Ama was so generous to translate my book into Spanish. So I got to get that out too. All right. Susie, I know you discuss this often, but I think it's worth talking about any chance we can, how important it is to have and to take space and time for ourselves. It's okay to want and need to have that time alone. It's right to want to refuel and fill up. It's essential to reconnect to ourselves. And there should be no guilt or shame about any of this. Exactly correct. That's so true. There shouldn't be guilt, yet there are these cultural energies that, you know, live within us. And sometimes the best way to move through the guilt is to do the thing that you feel uncomfortable doing. And so for every one of us, when we get on a soul care journey, the first step is to do it even though it feels uncomfortable, because what I promise you is when you come back to your partner, when you come back to your child, you will be so filled up that you will like who you are. That you will prove out to you, and the guilt will shut away. All right, so I'm determined to cram 20 pounds into a 10-pound bag here. But I want to leave you guys with a guided meditation that you can come back to over and over and over again. And I promise I'm going to do it at least a monthly retreat. So we'll join back together in a few weeks. So again, let's just all center again, relax, exhale, open your heart. Just allow this music to wash over you. Allow this music to speak to you. Allow this music to honor you, to transform you, and to awaken.
Share it with my friends. There's a song that Saz has got to sing. Bread is broken by the hands around the table. All are welcome in this family. Wanting to be told, I can hear the walls humming to me. Lots of love and lots of laughing, lots of lift and lots of Casablanca lilies at my old factory. There's a song in this house, I'm gonna find it. There's a song in this house I'm gonna sing. There's a song in this house I'm gonna share it with my friends. There's a song this house has got to bring. It's a song about love, love, love. Love, love, love. Song about love, love, love. It's a family of love, love, love. Dreams a journal at midnight. Hebrew hand reveals a mystery. Can the children all embrace and come together in a circle of community? Lots of running, lots of writing, lots of praying, lots of peace. Be still, we're working here on our unity. There's a song in this house. I'm gonna find it. There's a song in this house I'm gonna sing. There's a song in this house I'm gonna share it with my friends. There's a song this house has got to bring. And it's a song about love, love, love. Sing it with me. Love, love, love. It's a story of love, love, love. It's a family of love, love, love. Dreams are never drawn, nothing hit a steel. Door is always open for the seekers and the real. Beauty is a must, so everybody here abounds. An open heart is sacred, just no safer place around. There's a song in this house, I'm gonna find it. There's a song in this house I'm gonna sing. There's a song in this house I'm gonna share it with my friends. There's a song in this house that's got to bring you. Oh Lord, there's a song in your house, you gotta find it.
Your house.
There's a song in your house, you gotta sing. There's a song in your house, you gotta share it with your friends. There's a song your house has got to bring. It's a song about love, love, love. A family of love, love, love. It's a story of love, love, love. It's a song about love, love, love. And all the children say, la, 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 love. La 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 la
la la la la. Don't let it go dormant.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Okay, let's just take one moment, and I want to leave you with a little quick meditation. So just gently close your eyes, feel those lyrics. There is a song in your house, but we first have to find that song in our heart. Mm-hmm. So right now we're just asking for the song in your heart to be revealed to you. What is it that is your takeaway? What is it that is yours to connect with in your heart? The love in your heart that you may then extend it into your home, your family, your friendships, your children, your girlfriends, your work, your career. Just becoming still and asking this question, what is it that's in your heart that is seeking to connect with you? What is it? How are you being called to honor you? How is it that you are being called to value you? What is calling you? And as you're listening, please acknowledge yourself. In a culture that has conditioned us to martyrdom, you took this time for yourself. You carved out this time, you invested, and you are receiving. So first and foremost, acknowledge and appreciate yourself. This is a step, and this step counts. It's important. And because of this, just listen to what is calling you as you're leaving. And honor yourself for coming. Value yourself. See yourself. Then whatever it is that you're seeing for yourself, envision with me women and mothers all around planet Earth. Having the permission to feel honored. Just call forward 3, 4, 5, 8 women in your life and just honor them in your heart. Just allow women, mothers, to come into your heart and honor them. And then let us see and envision for mothers everywhere that mothers would feel honored, that they would honor themselves, value themselves, find their worth, find their values, and that we as a collective will be the voice and the mouthpiece and the ones who are willing to go first. I'll go first. I'll go first. If there's a woman, if there are women that are coming into your mind, maybe just even forward them this once I send you the replay. Forward them the replay. Help another mother, support another mother, honor another mother as you have been honored. And most of all, leave with a commitment and intention to really see the light that you are. And to take care of that precious life, that precious soul that you have been given, that you may show up to those around you rich and full, and that the quality of your life is enriched and fulfilled. This is what I want. This is what Jamie is offering to each one of you right now, that you feel so honored by us, that you feel so seen, that you matter, you are doing something important. It is not small. So as you are seen by us, we stay in this collective energy as we move into the rest of our day and week. And then whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. Thank you, everyone. We ran over a little, but thank you, everyone, for joining. I want to do more of these. Any parting words?
We always run over.
We do.
So this is okay, 45 minutes, 35 minutes. Never. We always, always. That's your generosity, though. Yeah. That's your generosity.
I want this for everyone. So I want this for you all to feel honored. So
thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
And I acknowledge you, all of the mothers out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we acknowledge you. Everyone is saying thank you. Thank you. I love that. I think it was Cecilia. It went by fast saying, can't get enough of this. I feel the same way. Like, can't give enough of this because I want this for us so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You matter.
Thank you. So you all will receive a replay. Please come back to it often, go to little parts, listen to him sing. We'll put the MP3 when I send it out. I'll put the MP3 of his music. So beautiful. Oh, that I forgot to say, what are you leaving with? Priyana is saying she's leaving with, I've got to slow down. I love that. I love that. So I'm going to envision you slowing down and giving yourself permission to slow down. If anybody else wants to just write quickly what you're leaving with. Sorry, I forgot to ask that. I'm leaving with investing more in me. Investing more in me, she's saying in capital letters, beautiful. Leaving with openness in my heart more, and opening my heart more. wonderful divine masculine and feminine. I receive both. Beautiful. I'm always in a rush and a hurry doing. So I'm intending to slow down. I'm so envisioning that for you. Leaving with self-compassion, leaving with abundance. Share more of this work. Yes, Jacqueline, we got stuff to do together, girl. Leaving with expecting nothing from my teenage twins. That will change your life. We can do a whole another hour on that. No, it's so powerful to expect nothing. It will change your life. Leaving with the desire to honor the feminine in deeper ways. Softening, lowering my walls to let in more love. Michaela, with love for myself. Leaving with my self-care is non-negotiable. You're speaking to me. My job is done. Leaving with knowing that I am enough. Leaving with my self-care is non-negotiable. You do that and let's all come back in 2 weeks or a month. And I promise you in 1 month, if you do that, your life will change. On the virtual gift basket, one of the things is a 6-day self-care challenge. And if you sign up for that, you'll get free videos from me every day for a week to help you move into that non-negotiable space. Leaving with lots of love for myself and for the two of us. Thank you.
You got such good light up here, too.
I know, it's my son. Our son is a filmmaker, so he said, and for any of you who do videos, just put your computer in front of a window and holy moly, like, oh, it's just a window. But he's a cinematographer, so he knows his light. Leaving with knowing that I am enough, powerful, fueled, share more of this work, expecting nothing from my child, yes, see me, leaving with honoring myself, leaving with even more clarity on the importance of carving out time for nurturing me, leaving with seeking my own song.
That's a good one.
That's a great one to end on. All right. May you all find your own song and may you sing it out loud. Love you guys.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you again. Love you guys. Happy Mother's Day. Happy every day. Love you guys. Love you guys. And we can't leave. I have such a hard time with goodbyes. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, wait. The difference between, I can never remember jokes. Oh, rats. It's so good. The difference between...
Don't try and do a joke right now.
Something and a something, and it's the Jews. The Jews never leave. The Jews never leave.
Yeah, see, it's like you're giving them the punchline.
Okay, so. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.